You are listening to an Atomic Broadcasting production. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the feature presentation. And remember, do your part, such as like, comment, rate, and don't forget to tell a friend to tune in for an Atomic Time.
Broadcasting from Springfield, Missouri, Atomic Broadcasting presents OOPS, the official oddity problem specialists. Tonight we present For All Folk and Folk Tales, Episode 2, The Baby in the Yimka.
This is Keeper 18 reporting in. Log 1045. It's 7 in the morning. Blue skies that warn of an incoming storm of work and complications. We've been called up to Nova Scotia to investigate an off report. Mentions of people eating people, children, friends, adults, men, women, others, people disappearing. A Yamka. So many questions, so few answers. I am tasked with the agent. Number 89. I'm looking forward to working with someone of her caliber. 972. A recently promoted intern, eager to assist a real team like mine. Number 511 is joining us. His vast pool of knowledge is a great asset. And one of my favorite agents, number 12. Silent. Follows orders. Doesn't hesitate. I pray we don't have to use his skills on this mission. He's already eager, but he, like us, will have to wait until we've arrived at the home of the caller. This log is over. We are now outside of the solemn, lonely something that means far away from everything else. Home of the caller. We approach.
Sir, did we need to bring these weapons with us to the interview?
Hey, listen here, 972. It reminds me of what Marie Antoinette once said. You gotta keep your head up, wits about ya, and be prepared for anything. Even if that includes bringing extra guns, man.
Well said, number 511. I never knew he had such forethought. That's what I get for never paying attention in history class.
Sir, we've arrived. Should I flank the house?
No. I think we'll stick together for now.
But, sir, protocol.
I understand, number 89, but I still choose to ignore it. Number 12, make your way into the attic. Await orders there. I'm approaching the door. My hand nears the door. I knock. And now we await. Setting the scene. Chirping noises. Babbling brook. And a banjo. In the distance.
There's a banjo? Why is there a banjo?
Hello?
Are you Melody?
It's Melody, but yes, are you the...
We're with the government. The agency of OOPS. I understand that you have called for our services. Services that can only be offered by ones such as ourselves. With expertise in the paranormal. An understanding of life that would knock your mismatched socks off your bottom of legs.
You're thinking of feet, sir.
Feet?
Yeah, I called the 1-800 number I was given by... Oh, this is gonna sound weird, but it was some guy in a trash can.
Yes. Our emissaries, they function well as informants. And as our IT department.
It's pronounced IT, sir.
Yes, technical support. Now... What worries you, madame? Your report seemed rather... surreptitious.
Well, I was stressed about the situation and about the man in the trash can.
Well, you know, lady, in the wise words of Florence Nightingale, one man in the trash can lead another to treasure.
Very wise, number 511. Now, ma'am, if we may, we need to set up an interview tent outside so as not to contaminate your home. Please, follow me.
Contaminate? Just protocol, ma'am.
Agent 12, you can stand down now.
What? He had a knife to my back? Just protocol, ma'am. Who are you people?
We're the heroes.
and he won't do anything I don't tell him to. Now, let's roll. So, Melody.
It's Melody.
Let us go through the events that transpired to lead you to call ones such as us.
You don't smoke, do you?
It sets the tone of our conversation. 89, please take this thing away from me. It's bad for our lungs.
So, yeah, I go to the local YMCA, and recently some old lady has been running a cooking class.
Ah, cooking. The devil's work.
Well, that's not what the problem is. The problem is that people have been disappearing in town ever since she showed up. And, well, I snuck in and stole her sign-up sheets. All of those people disappeared after visiting her cooking class. I know this could just be my paranoia, but I think she might be cooking people.
That is quite the leap in logic, ma'am.
Hush, 972. She may just be onto something. What is this woman's name?
Yeah. That's actually the reason why I think she's cooking people. She calls herself Baba Yaga and has a cauldron with little eggs that follows her around.
Ah, the plot thickens. Just like this smoke.
Can I just ask, what's with these, suits you guys are wearing? They kind of make me uncomfortable. Should I be worried about radiation or something?
Just protocol, ma'am.
We will look into this, Baby Yaga. For now, please turn around, and we will assist you in forgetting your troubles.
Okay.
Sir, please put the bag and rope away. We updated our equipment some time ago. Protocols have changed.
Ah, good. What should we do with this woman, 89?
She just needs to take this pill, sir.
Ah, good. Would you like, dihydrogen monoxide with that pill?
I don't think I want to take any pills.
Number 12, please, we do not have time.
Stay away from me!
We are now en route to the local rec center. 972 is doing preliminary research into the Baby Yaga. I like a man who prepares before the eventual bloodshed.
Sir, there are many protocols in place before elimination now.
Then perhaps we will just have to have a conversation with this baby.
Baba, sir? Baba Yaga?
Right you are. Keeper 18, signing off. We now stand before the entrance of this YMCA. 89, the letters are so far apart. Yumka. I've never heard of such a word. But even now, the unknowing, incompetent, ignorant civilians move past, unsuspecting of the dangers that lurk in this yumka. Cannibalism, death, cooking, the worst of all. An awful place full of sweaty people with hurting bodies.
Sir, they wouldn't let us in to see Baba Yaga. So I signed us up for the cooking class.
Oh, quick thinking, rookie. Just like Albert Einstein used to say, you'll go far if you think quick, kid.
I'm happy to have such informative team members today. 972, please take us to this class. Elevator doors open. The smells of cooking wafts through the stale, artificial air. I cringe at the thought of mixing spices and food in a dirty bowl of water.
Hey, 511. Is Keeper 18 all right? He doesn't seem to be anything like the stories I heard.
Ain't that just the way it goes, kid? I mean, the dude's been through a lot. It's like Willem Dafoe once said, bloodshed and monsters make a man a little different than others.
Right. But why does he think cooking is the work of the devil?
You ever been to hell, rookie?
No. Have you?
Hey, man, you ain't asking the right guy. Gum?
No, thanks.
I wasn't offering, man. I was just asking if you had any. Come on. Weirdo.
What?
Eggs, not crates.
Our dough is low!
Eggs, not crates. Cook eggs, not crates.
Witches belong at
Cook
home.
Eggs, not crates.
Think of
Cook
the children.
Eggs, not crates.
By my eggs, great gasp! Who are these civilians?
It seems to be protesters.
Madame, what are you ladies protesting? Who are you people?
We are maybe.
Maybe what?
Ugh. We are Moms Against Baba Yaga.
How many of you know about this Baby Yaga?
Anyone who's looked at her class. It's her name. Who are you?
We're
cooking enthusiasts. These suits keep our professional cooking bodies safe from harm.
What? That doesn't...
It makes perfect sense. Flame retardant, vampire proof. You can keep a nice little air freshener in here. Hey, you know, mine's cinnamon.
What?
We are here to see to this, Baby Yaga. Please, step out of the way. We have work to attend to.
Hey, what are you Someone doing?
We're terribly sorry.
Ew!
We'll peel a bit of skin from the tip of our ring fingers and mix it into the toenail stew. If you want to get fresh with this new step, you could snip a few hairs or drip some new blood in there. It will really depend on the consistency that you would like from your stew. Jerry! You imbecile! We're not ready to take a whole hand yet. You'll bleed out if you're too hasty.
Sorry, B.
Don't call me that. It's Miss Yaga when class is in session. Now, my cauldron will be going around the classroom for your leftovers, dear pupils. Please clean your stations and put anything unnecessary in the cauldron as it waddles its way past you.
Excuse me, Miss Baby Yaga.
I said to call me. Oh, wait. It's you. What do you want after all this time? I have all of the necessary paperwork and contracts signed. I can legally do whatever I want with their body parts.
These are waivers, not contracts. Legally, cannibalism cannot be performed even when a waiver is signed.
I'm not a human. I'm a witch. It's not cannibalism, technically.
Hey, old lady. It's like the great Napoleon Bonaparte once said. It's not the body, but the soul and mind that makes one human.
What? Baby Part never would have said anything like that. He was an idiot.
Don't change the subject. Tell me what happened to Napoleon.
Wrong subject, sir.
Right. Tell us about your eating of the mildly confused.
Yo, Miss Yaga, here's my homework. If you got any questions, let me know. I'm out.
Yes, you can really taste the toenail in this. Now, Keeper, as you can see, my students, they love my class and are very willing.
According to this ledger, it clearly explains that witches can often control subjects once entering their true names. And seeing as how they have all signed their full legal names and all of their legal work, why would you need this much information for a cooking class?
Okay. You've got me. I'm selling their information to corporations for ads. A witch has got to make a living. Ingredients are expensive. It's like highway robbery.
What is your plan for these people you're controlling? Take over the town? Maybe kill all the children in the area?
Become an oil baron?
What? Keep focused, guys. Jeez. What's the plan here, Yaga?
Why would I ever do anything like that?
This report claims you've committed these acts and more. Countless times.
That's the past. Why would I want to do any of those things now? I'm way over all of that crazy stuff. I just want to run my class and spend my free time with the boys.
The boys? boys.
Jerry and the others. We hang out on the weekends. We go bowling and skateboard and do some wall painting. Graffiti, I think. But check out my new skateboard.
Oh, cool. I'm still pretty good at this. You know, I once won a skateboarding competition in my hometown.
89? You just killed 972. Why would you do that? We were having a nice conversation.
He broke protocols 1 and 772.52-992, subsection 3.
Okay, hold on. Now you're just showing off. What did you do? Study the legal pad before we came over? What even is that one?
Skateboarding.
What on earth just happened? I thought you were interrogating me. And a second point, can I have his body?
His body will need to be returned to command. You will go nowhere near it.
But it looks so delicious. Oh no! The stew!
Oh, great. Now, 972's body is covered in not just cooked food, but cooked food made from pieces of unknowing humans.
They were very knowing. Also, do your people normally move like that when they are killed?
Sir, it seems 972 is having a reaction to the stew.
Body, seizuring, black goo coming from the mouth, third arm growing from the shoulder, second head possibly, monstrous form. I have come to the conclusion that 972 is not okay. Vomit coming soon. Number 12, get us out of here.
Well, number 12, I know we're in a serious situation, but you can't just cut a hole in the floor. We don't know what to blow up.
This is Keeper 18 back again. We've just fallen into an Olympic-sized pool below. Number 12 made a good call. Unfortunately, I cannot swim. Fortunately, number 89 can swim. Real swell-like, and saved me. A good second in command. Second unfortunate item. 972 has turned into some sort of monster. And has begun making his way through this yumka, slaughtering what seems to be these maybes. Perhaps soon they will be certain of something. That something is death.
We need to get out of here.
What did you do, you crazy hag? The 972 was the most peaceful corpse I'd seen in 2 years. So you sloshed him with that crap. What was that?
I apparently discovered a new witch's brew. The results are so-so. Not good right now.
Can you dispel it? Do you know how to kill it?
Well, many witches' brews use the natural magic from the person who cobbled it together. And under normal circumstances, I could dispel my brew's effect.
Oh, gee. I thought everything was normal. Thanks.
Well, that was Jerry's stew, so Jerry would need to make a counter brew.
Oh, so we're supposed to rely on that guy? You know, as Leonard Nimoy once said, it's game over, dudes.
Where is Jerry?
It's Thursday. He's at the skate park waiting for me.
All right, men and women, Dad Witch, let us make our way to the skate park. We'll need all of the haste we can muster.
What is that thing?
Is that a recorder in its arm?
Oh, maybe we'll be famous.
We have arrived at the skate park. A slight breeze blows against my windproof suit. Many teenagers sit on the sides of large holes in the ground, contradictory to being in a skate park. None of them are skating. Baby Yaga is leading us into the park. To enter, we needed to buy knee pads and helmets. They fit snugly on our suits. 89 was upset that there were no blue helmets left.
Okay, here are some skateboards. You'll need to fit in. Don't tip off the boys.
I don't know about this. First, there wasn't any blue for 89. And now I got a skateboard. I can already feel 89 readying a trigger finger.
Just don't get on it.
We're in a skate park, 89. Why would I get on my board? You know, I'm reminded of something Cleopatra once said. Stay as though you were made of gold, babe.
Did you just call me babe?
What? No, Cleo did.
If you two are done, yo, Jerry, Dave, Dummy, Apollo, how are you boys doing?
Well.
Good to hear, good to hear.
Yo, B, here to work on your triple axle?
As much as I'd love to, I've got business.
Hey, dudes, don't those look like the guys from class?
Indeed. They stand out like my sun in a dark night.
Oh, you betcha, Dave. Those fellas look just like him.
Don't mind us. We're just here to shred some things. You shred and chat with our bro. Jimmy.
Jerry.
Jerry. Delectable, Jerry.
That's what I'm always saying, man. So what can I do for you?
Jerry, how much freestyling have you been doing in class?
I just follow instructions, B.
You cut off your hand, J-Dog. Tell me what have you been doing in my class?
Yeah, okay, B. I used some eye jelly in the stew. A little bit of liver, a dash of kidney, and some remains from Tommy's dad. Oh, and some oregano.
Jerry, you fool! Do you know what you've done?
Failed the assignment?
No, you passed the assignment. You created a brew that caused the dead friend of these four young people to turn into some sort of monster and wreak havoc on the YMCA.
That spells Yumka.
Oh, I'm sorry, B. What can I do?
We'll need a bit of you for the counter brew.
That sounds cool. I get to learn a new brew?
No, you don't get to make anything. We'll be taking a part of you and making the brew with it ourselves.
Oh, okay. Here, I've still got my hand in my bag.
I hate to ask, but was that much of your hand missing before you put it in your bag?
Oh, geez, you know, skating makes me hungry.
I'm just a little proud of you now, Jerry. But we have bigger undead creatures to fry now.
Where do we need to go to make the brew?
Anywhere is fine. My cauldron is always here with me.
He's found us! I would suggest you get to work, baby Yaga! We'll hold off our dearly beloved intern.
He was promoted 2 months ago, sir.
Oh, well, now he's being promoted as an ugly monster that needs to be taught a lesson. That lesson is a second death, courtesy of the OOPS. Battle Formation Altitude, Eclipse Terrain, Goop Jackalope 17.
Yeah, I don't know, 12. I don't know what that means either, 12.
It means this!
That would require me to have a weapon, 89. Number 12, can't you carry any guns sometimes? I really don't want to use a knife against that thing.
511, get to the van. I brought just the tool for this occasion.
Sweet. Yeah, I'll go do that while you guys die.
Once again, I may be at the end of my time here on this grateful earth. So many sights seen, so many lives lived, so many flowers watered. If only my cactus was as lucky.
Sir, assistance!
Ah, yes! The necessity of your commander to lead the charge. Now then, 972! It was good to know a fellow skater.
Alright, where is this thing? Listen, if anyone's listening to me, I would very much like you to know that I always loved Waffle Night. Please bring it back. I mean, my Wednesdays, they're just so void now. It's like George Orwell once said, a waffle now makes a good man tomorrow. Ah, aha! I mean, I sure hope this is what the Keeper is talking about. It looks odd.
Don't worry, number 12. I'm sure your arm will grow back later. You'll need them for cooking your heavenly pancakes. My Wednesdays would be lost without them.
Sir, we seem to be ineffectual against this creature. I'd recommend a retreat.
Too many lives on the line. We've already let so many die. We shouldn't let more die. They don't quite deserve it yet.
Understood, sir. I'm out of ammo.
I'm not sure my hidden power would be useful here. I'm out of weapons, too. As is number 12.
Don't worry about it, sir. As the runaway bride on March 14th once said, I'm here, baby. And I really hope this is what you were looking for, sir.
Lipstick!
Yes. Yes, it is. I like to maintain my features, especially when death is looming. I need to look good for the Reaper. She'll be happy to see me again, but she has to wait, because I still have this flamethrower here in my suit.
Ha! It's working! Take this, monster!
Good liquid.
It didn't work. Apollo, get over here.
What can I do for you, O-Teach? Ah, my foot!
Ah, yes. The foot of a god. The last ingredient I think I'll need.
What am I going to tell Ra tomorrow?
Good. This should work. Ah!
I'm alive. Guys, I'm alive.
I found another clip.
Excellent work. Well, 89, what do we think about Baby Yaga's operations?
You have 87 violations. However, because you are in a YMCA, 86 of those are void. Our only warning can be that you must not progress any further with human or sentient creature cooking. You may, however, still teach a cooking class. But no witch brewing classes on YMCA property.
Oh, fine. It beats getting relocated again.
Please sign here saying that you understand everything I just told you.
All right, all right.
We're all clear, sir.
Excellent. Another successful mission. Good work, team. Ooh, it's Wednesday, too. So we'll have some pancakes on the way home.
Pancakes again? Can't I get a waffle?
You may not. To the van! This is Keeper 18. The mission was a complete and utter success, sirs. You'd be proud of me. Just like my mother. We only suffered one loss. Manageable. Unavoidable. 89 showed real skill and allegiance to the rule books out there today. I'd like to put in a request for promotion to Keeper for her. 511 was, as always, a wealth of knowledge, and assisted me in ensuring my smile was always showing. The local Yamka is taking care of the fallout for us. They weren't an issue, sirs. Baby Yaga signed off on all of our requests, and even sent us home with this pie. I hope to see you all soon, and in the meantime, we're stopping for pancakes. I'm very excited. Mission number 755, complete. We are green to go. Closing log.
This has been The Baby in the Yimka. Performances by Stephen Nernis, Nolan Brubaker, Samuel Sarver, Abby Hake, Olivia Sarver, Emily Hake, Michael Petit, and Jordy Hake. Oops, written by Samuel Sarver, Michael Jenkins, and Abby Hake. Edited by Luna Cooper. We thank our patrons and listeners like you. Thank you, and have an atomic time.